Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nice Guys Sports Talk Radio. We've been trying to get this going for like 3 years now, where we kind of try and talk NBA all year round. So hopefully this show is the first of many this season coming up. I think it's going to be a monster year for the league. It's going to be exciting, a lot of good young teams. And, you know, you got the usual storylines, the LeBrons, the Warriors, you know, and everything else involved. I think we got Tony G with us. Tony, are you with us?
Yeah, what is up?
Yo, what's up, dude?
Nothing much. Let's get into those questions we got brewing.
Yeah, let's dig in. We got 10 questions. We're going to try and blow through in about 30 minutes. So we'll go right into the first question since we're short on time. First one is, the big storyline is who's going to win MVP. It always is every season. Front runners, you got the usual suspects, Curry, LeBron. But James Harden, Russell Westbrook are going to have monster years this year. What is a realistic stat line to put on these guys after what we've seen them do the last two seasons? And will the stats translate to wins for their teams as both are going to be, you know, pushing for playoffs this year?
Okay, I have James Harden around 34 points, 10.5 assists, 7.5 rebounds.
You say that's an average? There's no way you're saying average.
Average, yes. Just think about it.
You think 34 points this year?
He averaged 29 last year, and his average is only going to go up. The ball's in his hands, what he wants to do. He's going to average in the 30s. 34 might be a little high, but definitely over 30. And then I think his assist totals will go up for sure. And then rebounding has to because more possessions. So
I'm going to go 28. I think you're dead on with 10.5 assists. But I want to say he even pushes the rebounds up to 9 this year. And I do think it's going to translate to wins for them. They've had some really nice acquisitions with Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson. And I know you're excited about Clint Capella playing center this year.
Yeah, big Clint
fan.
Do you think
James Harden?
Go ahead.
Nah, do you think James Harden's obvious increase in numbers is going to translate to them, you know, making the playoffs and increasing their win total from last year?
I think they're like low 40s in wins, but I mean they're one injury away from being terrible. They're not a deep team.
Yeah, they're not deep, but I do think they're going to translate to W's if Harden plays with the more possibility of him dishing the ball, it makes them deadly. How about our boy Russell Westbrook? What are we looking at for? I mean, people were talking outrageous numbers. What are you looking at this year?
Yeah, about 30 points. And another like 11 assists, and then probably just under 10 rebounds. I'll say like 9 rebounds.
Well, I'm going to say he's the first player to average a triple double again this season. I just missed it last year by two assists. But I'm going to go 27, 10.5, 10.5. I'm going to say he's going to be the first player to do it. I think it's something that he actually wants to achieve, and I really believe that. But I don't think it's going to translate to wins. And I think they're going to borderline playoff team. If they get in, they'll be 18, in my opinion. I don't know what your take is. What's your take on that?
Yeah, probably probably like ninth, maybe eighth, squeeze in. I mean, I like Steven Adams. I think he's going to have an excellent year. I mean, but like, look who he's passing to. Oladipo is a 30, like a career 34% three-point shooter. Andrew Roberson can't really score. I mean, it's just going to be tough for them to win 45 games in the West.
Yeah, I agree, Hunter, especially with some of the other teams coming up. Well, off to our second question. We won't get tied up too much. I could probably talk about that topic all night. But before the year started, me and you really liked Embiid for Rookie of the Year. We know probably wasn't a possibility now that the minute restrictions is definitely happening for the most part. So since that should hamper his, his chances, his minutes, who's your top dog right now for Rookie of the Year?
I'll still take Embiid at 24 minutes.
So you're saying you think he can win it with 24 minutes a game?
Yeah, he'll average like a double-double so in 24 minutes. It'll be around a double-double.
I'm leaning Chris Dunn. I'm leaning on Chris Dunn just because
he's not going to play much more than Embiid, though.
Really? You think he's going to fall right in that 24 minutes?
Yeah, he's going to come off the bench.
Who else do you think might creep up on that list? Who else do you think can creep up and be like, okay?
Looks like Buddy Hield. I mean, just because he's going to have the most opportunity.
He's probably going to play the most minutes, right?
Yeah, most minutes. Take the most shots by far. Probably gonna take like 15 shots a game. He's a gun.
Who is right now on paper best offensive team and best defensive team going into the season? And can it be Golden State in both categories?
It could definitely be Golden State in both categories. I mean, average most points is going to be between Golden State and Houston. Houston's just not going to play any defense at all. But their defense will be good. For best in the league, I would say, I'll still take the Jazz over there.
Yeah, I agree. Jazz at full strength are going to be really tough defensively. I love their depth. They really added some nice pieces. They're probably 10 deep and, like, talented 10 deep. I really like Lyles, what I've seen from him. Favors I love always, and Gobert, I mean, we're going to talk about most improved in about two questions, and he's probably going to come up on that list. So, best defensive, I have to agree with you, the Jazz. But offensively, it's going to be a toss-up between Golden State, Cleveland. I still think Cleveland's going to be really good offensively. And I think the Rockets are going to be like pushing 120 points a game this year, almost every single night. I want to fade into the next question on – out of the two big markets in the NBA, you got the New York Knicks and the Chicago Bulls. Both were missed the playoffs last year, along with other great teams like the Celtics. I mean, the Sixers missed the playoffs, the Lakers missed the playoffs. The Celtics had a top this year, even though they were really good. It's like you don't see some of these big market teams needing to improve to like be good for them. So the Knicks and the Bulls made the biggest splashes this offseason and really shook up their roster. What team, the Bulls were closer to the playoffs than the Knicks were last year, but which team do you think definitely improved their roster the best?
Okay, I was leaning towards the Bulls for a more improved roster. But, I mean, the better team overall might be the Knicks. I was definitely leaning towards the Bulls, but they really just don't have any shooting, outside shooting. None of their guards can shoot the three, and they're not even planning on starting Mirotić. I mean, I like Taj Gibson and Robin Lopez is good. I mean, their starting five looks good on paper. I'm just curious to see how it will work.
Yeah, I think I do agree with the lack of shooting, because Dwayne Wade's shot is definitely tumbled, and Rondo isn't known for knocking down jumpers. So, and even Jimmy Butler, you know, he's not a top echelon shooting percentage guy, and he's definitely not stroking it from deep consistently, right? You know what he shot last year?
31% from the three.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so that definitely will hurt not being able to stretch the floor on teams. But the thing that the only way the Knicks team could ever work, in my opinion, is if Derrick Rose has to return to a ghost of his old form. Like, he's never going to be MVP Derrick Rose again. So, but what will he become? Because if he was what he was last year, I don't know if that's enough for the Knicks to, like, you know, really make a push. Porzingis, though, that the development of Porzingis is key.
That's the only reason I have them better than the Bulls. I mean, Porzingis is just going to have a huge season. And I mean, I'm not a Noah fan, but Porzingis, Carmelo, I mean, if D Rose is half okay, I mean, I'm not a huge Derrick Rose fan in general, the way he looks, but I don't know. I like what they did. It's only a 1-year deal, so why not give it a shot?
Yeah, exactly. Well, then, since both teams missed the playoffs last year, which team do you think will get in? Or do you think both will get in?
I'm actually going to say the Wizards hop in the playoffs over those two teams.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if either of them will make the playoffs. They'll be both right 8, 9, 10. I'm going to say
neither
make
the playoffs. I think the Wizards definitely get in, because I do see the Heat falling out. But, like, another team that I think could fall out is the Hawks. And possibly the Hornets. If Michael Kidd-Gilchrist doesn't last another full season, I don't know. Who's their backup point guard? Because I know they lost Jeremy Lin.
Who are we talking about here? You said the Hawks?
Who's Charlotte's backup point guard?
Oh, Charlotte's backup point guard. That is a good question.
Because I know they lost Jeremy Lin. I'm not.
Yeah.
He plays like meaningful minutes for every team he plays.
Did they bring in like remote sessions or?
Nah, I don't think so. But it's not a big deal. It's just like almost every team in that 7-8 seed is one injury away from being a 10 seed. So, like, I think the Bulls improved. I really like Rondo on that team. I think it makes Jimmy Butler a million times better. He has a point guard looking for him rather than a point guard looking to shoot first, then dish second, the way Derrick Rose played. So I think Butler's going to benefit from Rondo mostly. And I think it's good that they let Paul Gasol go, because Taj Gibson, I really thought, was ready to blossom, and then they bought Gasol in, and it kind of just flatlined him. And I think Taj Gibson has a big year, and I really liked Robin Lopez as an underrated acquisition. You know, to be included in that Derrick Rose deal was like, well, here's a starting center. He's going to play like 25 minutes a game for him, solid minutes, 27 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
so
I'm a huge Portis fan. Like, I like their individual players. I just don't know how they'll match.
You don't know how it's going to work.
And I'm not a huge Hoiberg, and I heard they're already clashing heads over in Chicago, so it's not off to a good start.
Well, that wouldn't help things, but we'll see. I mean, I think we're both in agreement on where each team, you know, is headed. On to the next question. It's going to kind of go back to the Embiid thing. Who is the odd man out for the Sixers? Obviously, Embiid is going to play minutes, 24 restricted this year. But they got to make room for other big guys, Sarge, Simmons when he's back, Okafor, Rashawn Holmes, Nerlens Noel. Who do you think it's – I don't think this roster is going to make it to the All-Star break. So which guy do you think – or do you think they don't trade anybody, but which guy do you think might get the boot, you know, before this – before the year's over?
I wish they would trade Okafor and Noel, really. But, I mean, we'd obviously need to get value for it. Because I definitely think Embiid is where we're starting with. And I would like to have, like, a stretch four alongside of him. But what I think is going to happen, it looks like Nerlens is going to get dealt. And I don't think it's going to be before the season.
Yeah, I've been kind of leaning on before the season, but I know it's a long shot. Because I just don't know where he's going to play. Like, I think Rashawn Holmes has done enough to say, I have to play minutes in the NBA. So, realistically, I think they're going to trade Nerlens out of the two. Because I think Okafor, way too soon to tell what he really is going to be yet. Besides an offensive juggernaut. Obviously, he has to get better defensively. So I just don't know if you get rid of that right away. Without seeing what he can do with talent around him, especially for a full season. Who do you think's going to be most improved? I know we have a few guys on the brain, but, you know, spit some out.
Yeah, most improved I had guys I was thinking of is Schroeder, Steven Adams, Nurkic, Devin Booker, but I'm going to go with Devin Booker. He just might average like 25 points. I mean, probably not that many, but low 20s, and it's the second year. Other guys, well, I mean, they'll put up big numbers too, but I think that Devin Booker's going to win.
Steven Adams might be good enough defensively. And put up just enough points offensively to really push for that. Kind of like how Leonard's pushed with it with his defense.
And if they made the playoffs, like, it all depends that, too. Like, if Steven Adams goes out and OKC makes the playoffs and he averages 17 and 10 and 3 blocks and it's on first or second team, then he could win. And
he was passing, like, he was dishing the ball.
Yeah, he can pass for the guy his size.
That might be a lock 'em all bet. We need someone in Vegas to put that in for us. Steven Adams, most improved. That would be money.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the odds are, but it's probably a good number.
Well, you know, since we already talked about which teams might miss the playoffs in the East, how about the West? Because we've seen, you know, I mean, there's going to be some teams that got worse at the bottom, like the Dallas Mavericks. But do the Thunder still have enough firepower to make the playoffs? And a team like Memphis, who added one piece, but really just maintained what they had. What kind of teams? What teams do you see shaking up the playoffs picture this year?
The one piece that they did add is having some bad knee trouble, Chandler Parsons. So, I mean, it's not looking good there. I mean, Jazz are definitely going to make the playoffs.
Jazz, I'm big on myself.
Yeah, Jazz and Dallas.
Let me ask you a question.
Fall out. Okay.
If you have the Jazz making the playoffs, do you think Rudy Gobert has a chance at most improved?
Yeah, I mean, he looks a lot. He actually looks healthy this year. Last year, he was struggling with a bunch of injuries. I mean, his team is probably going to have the best defensive stats as a unit, and he's going to be a major contributor in that. I mean, he's going to have
the
double
anchor,
double.
Right?
So, I mean, if he wins, like, Defensive Player of the Year and they win 50-plus wins, why not? I mean, I can definitely see him winning as well.
A few preseason games me and you had watched, we were seeing his free throw shootings. I mean, he's gotten so much better. He's shooting like 85% right now.
Yeah, changed his form. I read he made 25 in a row in practice. That was the most he ever made in his lifetime. And it seems like he's got his confidence and his stroke looks better. So if he's making his foul shots, that's a lot
that's
more
be, that's
going to
be look out.
Yeah.
Look out below. Well, I have the Jazz also making it over Dallas. The other team I think is in virtual lock to make the playoffs is the Minnesota Timberwolves. I really see them improving tremendously from last year, and they were so young last year. And when you look at their roster, they're still so young. What do you think about the T-Wolves sneaking in the playoffs?
Yeah, I also agree with the T-Wolves making the playoffs. Carl Anthony Towns is just years ahead of where he should be. It's kind of amazing. Zach LaVine, another year under his belt, playing great. Wiggins hasn't impressed me as much as he should be better, but he's still very good. And then Jiang is just very underrated. And then they brought in some bench players. I mean, they run 10-man rotation. And I think they're looking to make some moves, too. They might even bring some more players in. And, like, even Bjelica,
yeah.
It's his second year in the NBA. I mean, he was a Europe veteran. I mean, I think he'll be a lot better. So, I definitely love the T-Wolves this year. So, I'm going to say Memphis drops out in the other slot. But I could easily see Houston as well, but I'll go Memphis.
Yo, I think the acquisition of Thibodeau improves their main weak spot last year, which was their defense. Their defense was pathetic, and Thibodeau's going to have them playing defense whether they like it or not. So, you know, it all hinges on if they accept being a defensive team also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do have both of them in the playoffs. Let's keep rolling. We got three more here. We got 8 minutes, which is good because these are some nice questions. But what team kind of goes into the playoff thing, but it looks at it a little bit differently. Which team do you think improved the most wins on their roster and lost the most wins on their roster going into the season? It's hard to, like, the Golden State Warriors added Kevin Durant, but how many more wins does that get them? They might not even get them more wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what team do you think has the possibility of falling the furthest from grace? Because the team that sticks out to me the most is the San Antonio Spurs. They won 67 games last year, dude. That's a lot of games. They added Pau Gasol, but they lost, in my opinion, the greatest power forward to ever play the game. Probably more of an assistant coach than any of the other guys were to that team because of his experience. You know what I mean? So, I mean, are they going to really push 55 wins again? Or I think they could even fall into the 6-7 seed and win like 45 games. I mean, that's a minus 22 drop off, though. There's no way Duncan's that good, right?
I mean, they should win probably like 50. Yeah, I mean, they're definitely going to fall down. But last year, I thought they were
going to win. I mean, that's impressive considering that they're only going to lose Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
So, is Popovich just going to. No, but I mean, is Popovich just going to be like, oh, we're still winning 60 games again. And you're just like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, when does this never-ending, we're just better than everybody, like the New England Patriots end? I don't know if they can win 50 games. And I could just see them winning 62 games and, like, Pop just, like, shrugging his shoulders. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Leonard is that kind of good. So, like,
Leonard is a good
one. I mean, I don't think they're going to fall that far. I'd say, like, they'll still have, like, mid-50 wins. And the
all
team
right,
I'm
about,
gonna pick...
how about this team?
Okay.
Here's another top three. Here's another top three team. How about the Miami Heat?
That's what I was going to say. Miami Heat, if Whiteside goes down for any period of time, they're just they're gonna struggle to find wins. So I mean, and they're even with Whiteside, they really don't have anything offensively at the guard position. I mean, I like Josh Richardson, but I don't know. And then like Deion Waiters, Derek Williams, they're all guys like that are role players. They don't have that big time scoring. Goran Dragic is gonna have a bigger year, but I don't see
all them guys you listed remind me of like guys who score a lot of points on bad teams. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah, that's like,
that's a good way to describe them. Like, and I do agree with you. I think they're gonna fall pretty far. I think they're gonna lose at least 15 wins and become, you know, that's 33-35 wins. I mean, the Bucks won 33 games last year. I think the Bucks are way better than the Miami Heat. So, you know, I think the Heat, are going to definitely. I'm allergic to the Miami Heat. That's what happened.
I hear that.
What team do you think increases the most? So far, we've been talking about two of them. Yeah, we just said they both were going to make the playoffs, but. What two teams do you think are going to make the biggest increase in their roster in their win total?
I'm hoping it's the Sixers. I mean, with the NBA minute restriction, that's going to hurt. And our guard play is kind of – I mean, with Simmons, I was – no doubt I was going to say the Sixers. I'm still going to say Sixers get 25, 26 wins.
That would be huge.
So that's what, that 16 wins more than last year? Or –
Okay. I'm going to say the T-Wolves, but we've been talking about the T-Wolves. So I could see them winning maybe 20 more games. But how about this team? How about the L.A. Clippers? They won 53 games last year, and they were the 4th seed behind the Spurs and the Thunder. Do you think the Clippers, if you think this is their last run at it, I mean – they have the chance to be the 2 seed. They have the roster that says they're the number 2 seed in the West this year. If they don't do it, if they just fall short again like they've done numerous times with this roster, is this it for them? Do they possibly break it up if this team doesn't 2 or 3 seed and make it to the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to. I mean, one enough is enough. I mean, if they come up short again, and I mean not even close, like lose 4-1 or 4-2 and not even in the series again, can they really look at each other and say, oh, we're going to win a championship? I mean, it's just not going to happen. They take up a lot of cap space. It's hard to put the right role players with them. Doc Rivers is terrible. And then he paid his son $11 million. The Clippers are kind of a joke. I mean, I hope they lose. I mean, I'm not cheering against them, but, like, I just don't think they're going to win, and I think they should just go elsewhere. It would be better for their careers, for sure.
All right, if you have a gun to your head, don't think about it, which guy did they trade?
Blake Griffin.
I'm going to say CP3. All right, since I got the gun out, I got 60 seconds to blow you away. The best team on paper in possibly NBA history is the Golden State Warriors. I got the gun pointed straight at your head. Do they live up to the hype and win the NBA championship? They don't have to break 73 wins. But do they do what LeBron has been criticized for doing, creating – super teams, which has already been done previously by the Boston Celtics and the Houston Rockets, and the Lakers who failed. Gun to your head, do the Golden State Warriors run the table and just win the NBA championship and go coast to coast?
Yeah, not a doubt. I mean, as long as two injuries don't happen, they're gonna come back and win the title this year.
Wow, I love hearing that. That's the show. We are going to probably we'll chit-chat for the next 5 minutes. What do you think?
Yeah,
talk about some of the things we might have got cut off.
Oh, and
I do
the Hornets point backup point guard is Sessions. So I just wanted to make that clear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's who they did bring in.
I saw it. I mean, I don't think it's Jeremy Lin, though.
No, it's not Lin. Lin's over there trying to make all-star teams because he's the only NBA player on this roster. I mean, there's Brook Lopez, but not a huge fan.
That team is going to – actually, matter of fact, now that you say the Brooklyn Nets, you know, we were talking about teams that might have the biggest negative in the win-loss column. They won 21 games last year, it's ridiculous to say they're going to win 11 games, but I really think they could win 11 games. I mean, their roster, like you said, is barely NBA. Like, they might, if there was a delegation in the NBA, they would probably be delegated next season to the D League. I mean, and they have no first-round picks in sight to get better anytime soon. Unless somebody goes there, but who the fuck would want to go to Brooklyn?
Yeah, no one's going to Brooklyn. They're going to be done for years.
What are they doing?
They
give me an answer.
I mean, they got this Russian billionaire came in and said, I'm going to make a super team, and he picked a bunch of old guys who are washed up. Blake's trying to pick the NSYNC right now, and I don't know, and have them to tour around and just be like the best around. I mean, you know, times change. Kevin Garnett, he lost his knees. I don't really know what they were trying to do. I don't know if they were just trying to sell the seats or if they really thought.
No, you said it, dude. They were trying to sell seats for their opening season. That's all they did. They had the bold hire. They brought Jason Kidd in. They fired the other guy. Dude, they did it just to sell seats, in my opinion. And now, after them guys are gone, their team is pathetic. Pathetic. Come on. They don't have Luis Scola.
Yeah, they do got Scola.
Oh, my God. This team is fucking. This is like a AARP team.
It's like playing going to a tournament, and it's just a bunch of nobodies you can't play. Like, it's like the bad team in the showcase that no one wants to play.
Let's brighten up our podcast is hitting an all time low by talking about the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, please do. Make it stop.
I'm gonna delete the podcast after this because of this Nets conversation. Let's talk about a squad that isn't being talked about, but quietly is really talented. How about the Denver Nuggets? I mean, we briefly talked about them on the phone, but, I mean, the Nuggets, I really like what they got going on right now, 1 through 5.
When I first saw the Nuggets, and, like, my buddy Scott, he was saying that, oh, he wants to bet Denver Nuggets over win total. And I was like, nah, no chance. It's like, you know, they have a bunch of talented roster guys on their roster, but they can't win games. But then I kept looking at it. They're actually deep. Like, if Wilson Chandler comes back and is 80% of the player he was, Gallinari's back. Nurkic is in the best shape of his career. Jokic is another year. I think for Reed is just happy to play basketball again. I mean, they're deep, man.
How about Murray and Moutier? How are they going to play next to each other? I mean,
no, Murray's going to come off.
Is Murray, because I know Murray's kind of like a hybrid guard.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's going to come in with Will Barton.
Gary Harris is probably going to start, right?
Yeah, I would say Gary starts, and then when they sub in, I'll have, you know, Will Barton and then Jamal Murray come in.
Do you think, all right, what is their over-under on wins, totals?
37, I think.
37. And last year they won, what did they win last year, 35?
Yeah, around there. Yeah, and they're much better this year.
They're much better, but they got to get 4 years out of Nurkic and Jokic because, like, they kind of, like, their playing time is so – they won 33 games last year. But, like, we and you were predicting that Oak City and the Spurs fall down a decent amount of win total. So there's going to be a lot more wins sprinkled in the West. And I think the West is going to be better than the 41-41 that made the playoffs last year. So I think you're going to see like 42-43 wins probably be the seller of the West this year. So I think you're going to see some rise from the bottom. So I do like the Denver Nuggets over also.
Yeah, I would. Now I do like the over. At first, I was saying no shot. Then really went through their team and saw what that their team looks like. They really want to win this year, and they got a talented 10 guys. I mean, they shipped LeBron out of there, so now everyone can get their minutes.
Where did he go? Not,
he's at Oak City.
Joffrey went to Oak City.
Yeah, he'll have some good offensive games. But, I mean, like, Oak City's just funny. I mean, they have a LeBron who can score, and then a Cantor who can score, but no defense. So, like, what do they expect?
Yeah,
I think they expect Russ Westbrook to, like, use his speed on offense and then, like, press a button and then, like, have him turn into, like, a 6'10" hybrid and, like, protect the rim. I don't know.
You know, people forget, what's his name, logged serious minutes for them, Ibaka. I mean, they're losing that defensive – I'm not an Ibaka fan by any means. I've never been a fan. They got rid of the wrong guy, in my opinion, when it was between him and Harden. But I just don't see this Oak City team making the playoffs. They lost too much in the offseason. I forgot they got Julius over. Man, he got so lost in Detroit last year. Orlando, right?
Yeah, it just looks like he I don't know, his career in the NBA is. Yeah, it's looking like he's gonna be out of the league very soon.
But let's not. We won't bleed too much through. Let's set up another day. I mean, I'm not sure. We're not going to be able to set it up right now. But I definitely want to get on at least one, maybe two more times before the season starts on the 25th, I think, Tuesday.
Yeah.
When's the year start, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday the 25th. So maybe we can log two more shows. I'd really like to log two more. Definitely want to do a Sixer show. Maybe once the rosters get cut, we can come on and talk about the roster and pray to God that some of these fucking bums get cut. Primarily Gerald Henderson. I would really pray he doesn't make the roster. But, you know, I think we should do a Sixer show, and I'd like to maybe get more in depth about, you know, some of the MVP races and Ken LeBron. Like, LeBron wants to win defensive player – I mean, first-team all-defensive defensive player of the year. It's a goal of his. He never won defensive player of the year. So I would like to maybe dive deep in MVP a little bit better. I don't know, you know, on schedule-wise, but if we could try and get on twice, I don't know if you would want to do that.
No, yeah, twice before the regular season won't be nice.
And I know we're going to, you know, actually, Tony, what would be dope, what if we did a post-game Sixers home opener? I mean, we'll be a little turnt up, but, I mean, we're going to be watching it, so maybe we do a post-game Sixers, too, to talk about the first game, the process.
Yeah.
Is it trust the process, or is it trust the progress this year?
Trust the progress. I like it.
Trust the progress. It's dope. I dig it. But let's cut the show. I'll try and give better notice when we do our next show, a bit more than a half an hour. But I appreciate everybody listening. Tony, always a pleasure.
All right, and yeah, always a pleasure as well.
I'll talk to you soon, bro.
All right. Have a good night. Peace out, yo.